Google's lawyers are trying to make sense of a ruling they didn't see coming. This week, a court in Europe decided that people have a right to hide search results they don't like. So Google has to de-link from certain pages. Social media and search companies in the U.S. are up in arms about it. And even in Europe, legal experts are torn about exactly what it means. NPR's Aarti Shahani reports.
There's a man in Spain who doesn't like his search results. I ask a fellow Spaniard, Cristina de la Serna, who is sitting in Madrid, to show us why.
So I put Mario Costeja González.
She's at google.es, Spain's version of Google. And the second result she gets for the guy is
A link to a copy of Spanish newspaper of 1998.
It shows his home was repossessed because of debt. The guy wants the old blemish to go away, and De la Serna thinks he's got a point. Searching people isn't the same as searching for shoes or cars or books. People Google stalk each other.
In fact, I have just Googled you before this interview.
In a few weeks, the Spanish man's notice should disappear from Google search results, at least in Europe. It will stay online at the newspaper's website. But free speech advocates and tech titans are outraged at how this ruling could hide data in the information age. Victor Mayer-Schonberger, a professor at the Oxford Internet Institute, says those concerns are overhyped. The takedown process is highly restricted.
If you go to Google and request a takedown and Google does not comply, then you need to go to your national authority on privacy and data protection, usually the Data Protection Commissioner, and you have to initiate official proceedings.
It's unclear what penalty Google would have to pay for denying a valid request or how many requests it'll get, but Mayer-Schonberger says it'll be limited.
I don't foresee a nightmare at all.
Google already receives millions of takedown requests on YouTube from copyright holders in music and film. It is hard to predict exactly how many Europeans will invoke their right to be hidden or forgotten online.
But I foresee, at best, a couple of hundred cases in Europe coming out of that.
Nico van Eyck is an internet law expert at the University of Amsterdam, and he disagrees. He says European culture will affect how many people invoke this new right.
If indeed in Spain people feel easily offended by the fact that they can be searched on the internet, then maybe hundreds or thousands of Spanish cases will appear. It might also well be that in other countries people don't really care about this topic and will not act.
Van Eyck says the case is a first of its kind. Google has long held that it is just a platform. But now, the court is making the company responsible for the content it displays.
This case seems to indicate that intermediaries might have more liability than they might have thought having before.
And European law could make this new liability very messy. Every single privacy agency has to come up with new guidelines to interpret the court ruling.
It's really one of the big problems in Europe that we have 28 independent data protection authorities, and the quality of those authorities is really differing from country to country.
Google will not say exactly how many takedown requests it's gotten so far, but petitioners include a former politician and a man convicted of having child pornography. As for Mario Costeja González, the man who brought on the case, he has more Google hits than ever before. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.